Listener Production.
A heavy police presence on our roads calls for an Aboriginal voice in Parliament and what's in the state budget for you. Partly cloudy today, a slight chance of a shower. We're heading to a top of 14 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke and this is your Hobart Local News. A warning to anyone on the roads, police are keeping a close eye on you. Out in force on the Brooker Highway yesterday, stopping over 200 vehicles. Three were issued defect notices, one was caught driving unlicensed, while another was pinged for having an insecure load. Sergeant Steve Dine says the Fatal Five are in their spotlight.
This is just part of our normal daily activities. This is what we do every day, day in, day out. We could be anywhere, anytime.
It comes as Tasmania's road toll is at 28 this year already. The Aboriginal Land Council wants to see two dedicated Aboriginal seats created in Parliament as a part of its proposed expansion. Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe has committed to introducing legislation by the end of the year to increase the number of members from 25 to 35. Chairman Michael Mansell says it's time they were heard in Parliament.
After 200 years, it's time that Aboriginal people were put into the Tasmanian Parliament. It would enable Aboriginal people to vote for their own people.
Turning to the state budget now, and it was a cautious budget from our new treasurer delivering all of last year's election commitments. We'll see $11.2 billion spent on health, a record $5.6 billion for Tasmania's infrastructure pipeline, $538 million across the forward estimates for housing projects, and $1.2 million towards an AFL task force. Treasurer Michael Ferguson's defending the budget for the average Tasmanian.
And we recognise that there are challenges going forward. One of those is inflation, and we're working to provide $305 million in today's budget directly for people on low and fixed incomes to help them with the rising cost of living, particularly on their utility bills.
But the budget has copped plenty of flack already. Unions and advocacy groups says there's a lack of cost of living relief. TASCOS CEO Adrienne Piccone was hoping for more.
We haven't actually seen much heart in this budget. And for the 120,000 Tasmanians that are living below the poverty line, I think there's not going to be much to alleviate those cost of living pressures in this budget.
A stoush is also brewing with the public sector over wages. Thurza White from the Community and Public Sector Union says wages do need to go up.
People are leaving the public sector. There are 25% of vacancies in speech pathology and education, and no one is applying for the job.
And having made it through COVID battered and bruised, Robbie Moore from the Health and Community Services Union says the budget does little to help the health sector.
This budget fails to address issues that would address ramping in our hospitals in the emergency department because it fails to address wages for workers.
And two of the in-form players of the TSL will go head-to-head under lights in tonight's Northern Derby. Jack Avent has been in stellar form across the midfield for North Launceston and coach Brad Cox-Goodyear says he's raring to go.
He's probably the form player of the competition. He's had three best on grounds in a row and he's just playing phenomenal football at the moment. I've never seen him play like this.
While Launceston's Brodie Palfreyman is also reaching career best form. The sides square off at UTAS Stadium at 7 o'clock tonight.
Listener.